you know.
Where did you keep the cows?
Well, you had certain parts of the barn you kept them in, stables, we right. call them. They were so big, you know, just kind of like you was making bedrooms in your house, the rooms. You got to have small places for your cattle if they won't stand together. Now, you can, a lot of cattle, you can put them together and feed them, just have a feedway and where they can go along, sheds that you can put them in. You can put a lot of them in there if they don't fight. But old milk cows, last time one wants to butt, you know, and you want them in single where you can milk them. You used to milk in the barn and the stable. And of course, you've got to bed your stable to keep them clean. And then a lot of times you have to wash your cow's udders, you know, in order to keep being dirt in your milk.
Did you have a kind of a little shelter attached to the barn where the cows could get in under the rain when it rained?
Yeah, we have had sheds. They call them sheds, you know. Sometimes they'd be built up kind of this way to the, to the other part of the barn, so the roof over.
Did only the cows use those?
Well, you can put anything in there you want to.
I see.
You could put horses in those sheds if you needed. Room used to have about as many horses did cows.
But I was wondering if you just call it a shed or a cow shed.
Yeah, you call it either one. It'd be all right. You use for anything you want to do, but generally it'd be a cow shed.
Now you milk the cows, I suppose, most of the time in the barn.
Yes. In the summertime, you milk them all the time. The edge of the field, get them in the corner, you know, milk them. But
what'd you call that part of the field where you milk them?
Well, I don't know. It'd just be a field, but it'd be a portion where you might have a lot fenced off, you know, that you'd have a special place where you kind of herd them in, you know.
Did you ever call that a milk gap or a cow pen? Or
Yeah, we call them a milk gap. You had to have a gap, you know. You used to have rails that you'd have so you'd get the bars down, you know, and lay them down one where the cow step over. And they've called them milk.
Was that usually over in the corner of the?
Yeah, you get in the corner of the field or wherever you want to, Aaron barn lot or whatever you call it. They used to have more bars than they did gates. You never didn't know much about gates. But since they've come in style, they're handy too. All you have to do is they're on hinges. But used to be bars. You'd have to pick up a bar and take you four or five of them to be high enough to turn the cap. And it took you a good while to.
The bar wasn't a piece of rail then. It was a.
It was just
a rail bar.
You could use a fence rail or whatever you want to do, a pole.
Did you have a place outside where you might dig outside and bury you kind of dig something into the side of a hill to store potatoes in the winter?
Yeah, I have seen them, but we used to hold ours up in the garden. We just bury them in there, put straw, you know, and put them on, and then just cover them up with dirt so deep, about a half foot deep, and pat them when you get down like you. Padding the grave, you know, and bury some on. And that'll turn the water off. It wouldn't get through there. And in the spring of the year, you uncover them and take them out. Or if you didn't want to chew to eat or anything, just dig out a kind of a hole and cover it up again.
You never dug anything into the side of a hill or anything?
I never did, but I've seen them. You dig kind of in the side of a hill, make a hole there, and then you could. Sometimes they'd put them over with wood, you know, plank. And
what were those called, do you remember?
Sort of a dairy, I believe. Sort of a dairy. The equivalent to that.
Now, we keep milk and butter in there?
Some have done that, you know, where you can have a spring house. If you had a spring, basically, the spring house is much cooler and convenient. We could put it down in the water, but in crocks, you know.
Now, the place where the stock near the barn, a little enclosed place that has a fence around it, where where the stock is kept or fed, and they can walk around right outside the barn.